We are all samsaric beings, and samsaric beings is always having problems and suffering, and all the, you know, all these kleshas and karma and negative emotions. So lots of problems. I think this, the main approach is that, you know, what is a Buddha, for instance, in one way, you know. Buddha is somebody who has developed or awakened his or her wisdom and compassion to the utmost. That's a Buddha. Yeah. So now, do we have a little bit of seedling of that or not in us? And I think that's the first approach. That however kind of negative or however bad or evil or, you know, however uncompassionate or unkind you are, every person has a little bit of some kind of a soft corner for somebody, some kind of kindness or compassion or, you know, soft corner, love. And that's the seed of, you know, compassion. And everybody has, however, you know, ignorant or however stupid they are, they have a slight, a little bit of understanding, knowing what is right, what is wrong, what is proper, what is not proper, some understanding, and that's the seed of wisdom, yeah? And this too can improve, can develop, you know. It might take many lifetimes, but this can improve, and this is what we should do. This is the practice. You know, practice is to work and improve and, you know, try to develop our wisdom and compassion. And this is all, the whole practice of Dhamma is about that, actually. And that's the, you know, that's the first. And when we're talking about even this, you know, like whether there is kind of a gotra, you know, or a rik, is all talking about that, you know, whether we have a little bit of some little essence or some little seed or some little of that wisdom and compassion or not, you know. I think one thing which is very important from Buddhist point of view is that wisdom thing, you know, which I think is not very much talked about in any other way of, you know, whether it's a modern education, psychology, whether it's a different philosophies and religions and things like that, you know, our consciousness, you know, they don't talk about wisdom part of it, no? Many times I heard, like in the kind of psychological, they say that, you know, it's the fear, you know, like if you cross a road and you need to have fear, because if you don't have fear, you don't know how not to be hit by the car. That's totally different from Buddhist point of approach. From Buddhist point of approach, it's not the fear, but the wisdom that prevents us from hit by the car when you cross the, because the fear doesn't do that. Fear actually becomes, makes you more nervous, and then panic, and then makes you actually hit by the car. So basic wisdom, you know, that is something I think very basic and very important. And to really understand that every being has that basic wisdom. Yeah, and that basic wisdom we can improve, we can develop, we can through education, through training, through, you know, through all different kind of practices and things like that. In the similar way, our, you know, our kindness, compassion, you know, through understanding, through. So that's, these are the, you know, basic, I think. Wisdom can be of, you know, any different levels, you know, to be able to function as a proper person in the society also needs wisdom, no? And to be able to do something successfully is also needs that, and then to become a good professional in any branch of profession also needs that, and then to become a good human being, a good leader, a good, you know, a good, good person, good friend, good, you know, husband, wife, teacher, you know, that, then it can become more and more, and then you can also have the wisdom of knowing the true nature of things, and, you know, everything more, then you can become a Buddha also. But yeah, that's quite high one, you know. So there are different levels of wisdom and different levels of compassion and kindness also. Basically, everybody likes to, this is another basic wisdom also, in a way, that I want to be. I don't want suffering, I don't want problem, I don't want pain, yeah? And I want happiness, I want joy, I want to be free, yeah? That's also a basic wisdom, no? And then, but we don't know how to do that, you know? So, we need to learn step by step. Like sometimes you think that, if I'm very upset and I'm angry, I do bad things, I'm aggressive, and that would help. But then slowly you learn that that wouldn't help. Then, you know, you learn a little better how to communicate, how to make things in a more, you know, strong, clearly communication, and, you know, different ways, you know. So, you know, anything, you know, that would make it a little bit more, how to first understand the causes and conditions of your own, you know, suffering and happiness. Then also, like, a little bit understand other people, and then how to train on that, how to work with your emotions, you know, how to become a little bit more calm and clear, and then, you know, how to meditate slowly, and then, you know, step by step.